Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest from the finance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today's news is dominated by debates about card fee reform, cybersecurity, and changes in financial advisory services. The sector's evolving trends have been in the spotlight of late, and today is no exception. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia is challenging the Reserve Bank of Australia's proposed cut in card transaction fees. They argue that the expected $1.2 billion of annual savings for businesses may not materialize as anticipated. Notably, Westpac, NAB, and ANZ also warn that lower fees could lead to increased consumer costs and reduction in rewards. It's a delicate balance to strike, and all involved stakeholders urge further discussions to refine this reform. Switching gears to cybersecurity, the cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth serves as a strong reminder of the risks facing financial companies in today's digital era. Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective insists on the importance of cyber insurance for businesses to efficiently manage unexpected legal and recovery costs. However, Jack insists that having insurance isn't enough. Comprehensive strategies accompanied by sound internal controls and regular employee training are crucial to reduce breaches attributed to human errors. Meanwhile, NetWealth CEO Matt Heine, who spoke recently at the NetWealth Accelerate Summit, predicts a paradigm shift in financial advisory. Heine raised concerns about the widening advice gap and the expectation divide. With more Australians retiring daily, and fewer financial advisors available, corporations like NetWealth are stepping up. Teaming up with companies like Flux Finance, they're addressing the significant $3.5 trillion in intergenerational wealth transfer. Central to their approach is enhancing client interactions through data-driven insights. NetWealth's unprecedented growth, $120 billion in funds, is a testament to their innovative approach to financial services. In related developments, Australian superannuation funds are ramping up support for advisors with strategic partnerships and technological innovations. The Australian Retirement Trust, ART, is collaborating with State Street Investment Management to equip advisors with global investment insights, strengthening financial futures. Aware Super is also embracing digital tools to create streamlined advisor processes, reflecting their commitment to a seamless digital experience. That's all for today's wrap-up. Keep tuning into the Daily Financial Services News Wrap presented by Financial Services Online, your guide to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for a wealth of information and resources. Stay informed and stay secure. Goodbye until next time.